Are you ready to take your poker game to the next level? Be sure to visit ProfessionalPoker.com to get the best in poker books and videos. ProfessionalPoker.com features all the titles from 2+2 Publishing, as well as all the best reviewed books in the business. ProfessionalPoker.com carries the Expert Hold'em series of DVDs. These include Rolf Slot Boom Winning Plays 4 DVD set on No Limit Hold'em, Ed Miller's Limit 4 DVD set, Byron Jacobs' Heads Up Hold'em, and Dave Fromm's Shorthanded Hold'em DVD sets. While browsing ProfessionalPoker.com, keep your eyes open for titles available as B-Stock. What are B-Stock? These are unread publisher's seconds or shipping ding store returns available at great savings. Become a better and more profitable player for less at ProfessionalPoker.com. Pull up a chair and relax. It's time for Poker Psychology with your host, Dr. Al Schoonmaker. Poker Psychology is brought to you by Hold'emRadio.com.
Are we up? Okay. Can't get good support here these days. You know, I didn't even turn the mic on, for Christ's sakes. All right, folks, my guest tonight is an old friend, Tommy Angelo. Tommy lives in the Bay Area, gets to Las Vegas every once in a while. We always get together, always have a good time, and I always learn a lot from him. He's a fundamentally different guy, and we're going to talk tonight about the most original book that I've ever read. Okay, about poker. I mean, I've read lots of more original things, but they were X-rated, you know? All right. Tommy, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
Okay, Tommy is a highly respected author, coach, and player. We were writing together at Poker Digest. He's written for everybody in the Western Hemisphere. And he's got a unique website, TommyAngelo.com. TommyAngelo.com. Tommy,
that's it.
Tell us a little bit about your website.
Well, my website has all my articles there. There's about 50 of them. I've been writing for 8-9 years. And it also has an extremely detailed rundown on my coaching program that I've been doing for the last 4 years. And with the release of my book coming up, I'm redoing my website from the ground up. It's going to be highly modernized, a little more interactive, and pretty excited about that.
Okay, Tommy also wrote the foreword to a book that I edited that 2+2 will be publishing in another few weeks, probably early September, called World Class High Stakes and Shorthanded Limit Hold'em. And all I'll tell you about the foreword is that it sounds like Tommy. It's just different. Tommy's a different kind of guy, as you're going to know in just a short time. Tommy also helped edit 2+2 publication, Professional No Limit Hold'em, which just came out by Matt Flynn, Sonny Maida, and my old friend Ed Miller. And it's on the top 10 list already at Amazon.com. Tell us about your role. How did you get to know Ray Z, Ed Miller, all these guys? I mean, well, you hang out with some pretty good guys.
Yeah, I do. I've been very lucky. What happened was around 1998 or so is when I started posting at 2+2. And a really fluky thing happened. About 2 weeks later, I was down in San Diego at Ocean's 11, and I was listening to a couple guys talking. They're talking about 2+2, and I was brand new. I just discovered it like a week earlier, this poker haven online. And I jumped right in, and it was a couple guys we know, and I just became immersed in the community of 2+2. And so when I would come to Vegas, there were a couple years when Sklansky and Malmuth had some seminars.
Yeah,
and so
sure. I met you there.
Yeah. And so at that time, a bunch of us who had met only through posting were very excited to meet face-to-face. And so we started going to some home games together and this and that. And then with Ray, it was really special because he lives up in Montana. And then he would fly south for the winter and come over to Lucky Chances and Bay 101 and play. So we got to play a lot of table poker together.
I got to tell you a line. I may not have it exactly right from Tommy's foreword to Ray Z's book. He said, I was playing with God. Well, it wasn't exactly God, because God would know what my cards were, but would play like he didn't. And Z didn't know what my cards were. but he played like he did.
Yep. That's exactly right.
And that's Ray. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to spend a lot of time on his book, which is very, very closely related to his coaching program. But first, tell us about your coaching. I know a lot of coaches. I do a little coaching myself. Tommy's coaching is different. Tell me what you do, Tommy.
Well, what I did was I started out with a premise that instead of just assuming that a client would want to learn how to play better, which is typically what books and coaching is, and you know, it's about play. The way I look at it is whenever we're reading a book about poker or thinking about what we're going to do at the table, we're basically practicing our A game. That's the only thing we're doing is we're practicing our A game all the time. We're telling ourselves, if I'm in my A game, what would I do? And my whole approach is I look at it, there's two ways to, I look at it like that the objective is to improve your score, not just to learn how to play better, but to take do whatever it takes. One of my first clients was a guy who was winning every night from like 7 to midnight, and then he would go on tilt and lose. And he wanted to learn,
I had a guy like that. Believe me, that was my whole job, was to get him. And I said, schmuck, go home.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm serious. That was. I said, right. You know, we worked out a control system to have him go home. But
you still got to do it. Well, I call it Cinderella syndrome. You know, he just turns into a pumpkin at midnight. So and that's all we got to do is get you out the door, right? Yeah. So, you know, in my book and in my coaching, I go into extreme detail. I think, you know, probably more than has gone before into exactly how to do that. Not just to think you're going to do it or hope you do it, but really do it.
That's right. That's what his book is all about. Controlling yourself so you're playing your A game or close to it most of the time.
Yeah.
All right, let's deal with something else that I, as a writer, enjoy, which is Tommy's style is very different. I can't help it. I mean, you guys who've been listening to me for a while know that I'm not an uptight speaker. I can laugh and so on. But when I get at the computer, I become her Professor Dr. Schoonmaker, and I get stiff. Mm-hmm. And Tommy, he makes up words. He has a lot of fun. He goes from highly academic, analytic, Zen stuff to work really coined terms, funny. He's having a good time.
Yeah.
How dare you enjoy yourself when you're writing a book, sir? The Writers' Union is going to throw you out.
Well, I think I have this little switch that goes off anytime I start taking myself too seriously, and I just have to, like, you know, throw it out, back up, do something else.
Yeah. And it shows that you're having fun.
Yeah, I do. I take writing, you know, I think of writing as an art form, you know, for me. It's very expressive, regardless of what I'm writing about. But there's nothing better to write about than poker, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, everybody I know has an acknowledgement section. Tommy does not have an acknowledgement session. He has a section called The Band and the Crew. What is this show? What are you talking about? We ain't got no band, babe.
Well, I've been on the road many years, all through the 80s. Played a lot of music in bands. And I thought of the band and crew idea because I have a couple guys that are my technical guys who... They, you know, did my website and do everything to do with digital anything. And they're like my live tech support, great friends. And then I have basically a team of editors. I'm kind of a editor-happy writer. And especially something like this, I like to test drive it. So I've had 9 people contribute significantly to this whole project.
I could deal with 9 editors if I could kill 8 of them.
A couple of them of note are Matt Flynn. You know, we traded off. Well, this was really interesting. When he was writing his No Limit book, I was working on my book. My book has a section called No Limit Hold'em. Mm-hmm. And I helped him revise and edit a large chunk of his book that, by the way, is fantastic. The theory behind
it. I just got it. I was over just this afternoon. I picked it up at 2+2.
Yeah. It's good.
Doing awfully well.
Yeah. Well, it's really good. And because I saw what was going in his book, some of the things I didn't even bother putting in mine. It's like, okay, just go read his book on that. You know.
Okay.
And so anyway, we Matt and I have known each other since back when he lived in San Francisco. So we spent a lot of time away from the table talking about things. And so now being able to co-edit each other's book has been really great for us.
Okay, now you also referred to Clark Meister, whom I haven't seen Clark. I knew Clark Meister before he became respectable, you know.
Yeah.
Now he's quite a high executive in...
He is. Harris, I think. He's doing very well. He's in that, you know, the early group of 2+2 that I met, you know, around 98. And he and another guy named Lloyd and other people I've helped, I tended to want to kind of test drive all the text on people who are a little bit zany like I am that would, you know, that I already know are come up with original thinking all the time.
And what about Anna Paradox? What did Anna do?
Anna Paradox is in the band and crew, I call her, I say, for each person, it's like they're on an instrument, right? Like
okay.
This one guy, Rick, is on hand charts and harmony. Anna is on lead editing and propulsion. You know, she is like the motor of my machine. I work with her on a nearly daily basis. So even when I have really raw text, I send it. And I do want to mention something about, Anna made an audio preview of some excerpts from Elements of Poker that are at her website. I can give you the address. It's annaparadox.com. That's her name, annaparadox.com.
All one word?
Right, all one word, / EOP, the initials of Elements of Poker. So,
okay. And I
so
heard
it's
you
an audio
look it up.
Preview okay. of her reading. So my next project might be a book on tape of Elements of Poker. And if I do that, I'm going to do it with Anna, where I read some, she reads some. So this is a sample from the book of her reading.
Okay. Now, Tommy, in your book, you've got a section called My Terms. It's about 25 words that you've either made up or you've changed the definition.
Uh-huh.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, it started with... it started with the word rainbow. When the word rainbow came around, which was, I think, the late 90s, to mean a flop that was all different suits, I thought that was just a beautiful word to describe that. But immediately I saw that we were missing two words, because now we needed another word that meant a flop with two of one suit and one of suit.
Called two-suited.
Well, but it wasn't as cool as rainbow.
No, it's not as cool.
We needed a cool word. No, we had to have a cool word. So, and then we needed one for all three of one suit. So I thought of two-tone and monotone.
Okay.
And so that sort of began a little trend where if I see that there's a missing word or something that hasn't been named yet, or like sometimes I'll change, like we have, there used to just be poker, and then there was internet poker, so we needed a term that meant non-internet poker, and we settled on brick-and-mortar poker, which I didn't like. So I renamed it table poker.
Okay, but let's talk about really coined words like Kuzzy Can, Kuzzycan, or something like
yeah.
that. I mean, this guy doesn't know how to spell.
What
that's
are you talking
that's
about?
It's a real problem.
What are you talking about, Kuzzy Can? What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you talking about? Right.
No, Kuzzy Can is the name of one of the elements in the book, and it is a word I made up, and it's a little artistically written section. The point of which is to just be your own man. You know, if you're sitting there and you know the right answer is to fold, it doesn't matter if every expert in the world would tell you to call. If you know you should fold, you should fold. And if somebody's being an asshole to you and he is aggressive at you and wants to be confrontational, you don't have to say anything back to him. You can do whatever you like anytime. That's sort of the whole point there.
And that's the difference between Tommy, who comes from an autistic background, and I, who come from an academic background, because in the academic mm-hmm. world, if you can't footnote it, forget it. And
right.
what you're saying is, fuck these footnotes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need these.
Right.
All right?
Well, actually, Robin, you know, I have the F word is in the book.
I know. I know. We talked about that. We had breakfast yesterday.
That's how I talk.
She was saying, hey, I don't think that word belongs in there.
Yeah.
That's why I threw it in just
well,
now.
Well, I challenge her
actually,
to say,
I've never used that word before. Not my whole life.
I want you to. I'm kind of a word guy. I make up words, right? And or you know, think of synonyms. There is no substitute for the phrase, what the fuck? Like if somebody says that, I want you to come up with a synonym that really says it like that.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Now let's talk about the organization of the book. I'm very big on active learning. If you go to cardplayer.com, I had three articles fairly recently called Learning Efficiently. And what I was saying is most people don't learn very well. They're passive learners. And what we're trying to do is have you actively challenge things. That's what Tommy does a lot in his mm-hmm. work. He divides his book into 9 sections. And I urge you to look, when you buy the book, the first thing you should look anytime you buy a book is the table of contents, because that shows you the big picture. And most people zip right by it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you what Tommy's 9 sections are. Got a total of 144 topics divided into universal elements, table poker, internet poker, cash games, tournaments, hold'em, limit hold'em, no limit hold'em, and elements of performance. What made you choose an entirely different organizing principle from the typical book that says pre-flop, flop, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean
right.
Most books I can open the table of contents and I know what it is before I open the book.
Right. Well, I did try to make the table of contents very descriptive, but the answer is that this is where the book is very tightly aligned with my coaching program. And what happened was after coaching 50 different people, most of them face-to-face over 3 years, and being a fanatical note-taker and constantly thinking up ideas, I developed this curriculum, and it kept growing and growing and growing. And because I had so many different types of players, I started recognizing patterns. And I wanted to have, you know, like if a guy played on the internet, I would have topics that were specific to the internet. And then there's topics specific to cash games, topics specific to... So these four sections go together, internet, cash games, tournaments, and table poker. And I call those the varieties of poker. So those four sections contain topics that are specific to those sections.
Okay, now we're going to get into the book itself. And the first three topics he has take up a total of less than a page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, quote, A game, B game, C game. Mm-hmm. I can't remember ever reading a poker book that began with those three topics.
Right.
And then topic D, or four, was lopping off the C game. Give me a quick... What made you choose that? I mean, that's where you're starting. That's
right.
Where you're grabbing the reader.
Right.
What's it all about, babe?
Well, what it's all about here is I started with the things that have been most beneficial to most of my clients the most often. And those are lopping off the C game. In other words, coming up with ways to simply eradicate your current C game. Then you have a new C game that's better than it used to be. And then element number five is quitting. And these are both very long elements. So I wanted to start with those in the sense of putting my best foot forward. And in order to get to lopping off the C game, I wanted to clearly define what C game was. So starting with A game, B game, C game, there's so much talk in the book about A game and C game. I just thought I'd shortly define those and then move right on to lopping off the C game, which is a theme that runs through the book.
And I love this simple solution he had for lopping off the C game, quit.
That's one of them.
But you said one that's the best.
Well, yes. It is the most important because most of our C game is happening at the end of a session. So quitting is the most important tool.
And I wrote an article, or it's in my current book, called When Should You Quit?
Mm-hmm.
And most people quit too late. And afterwards mm-hmm. it's over, they say, why did I hang around? I was sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
I was ticked off. I was off balance.
Right.
From
being a terrible quitter most of my life is how I got to be such a great quitter and recognize that it's so, so important. And so I come at it 10 different ways all through the book of how to actually practice quitting and get good at it, like a skill.
What do you mean that you were a terrible quitter?
Well, I was... I would stay and play way longer than I should have and wake up the next day and say, why the hell do I play so long and play bad? I did it hundreds and hundreds of times.
In fact, in World Class Hold'em, the book we just wrote, Ray Z is quoted as saying, it's better to get the hell out so you come back the next day and play well and hang around, play badly, lose money,
and
then sleep through the good game tomorrow.
When you're stuck and those assholes got all your money, it's tough.
Okay. Break it up, fellas. All right.
Folks, you're listening to Poker Psychology with your host, Dr. Alan Schoonmaker.
You want
our
coffee,
special
right?
guest, Tommy Angelo, will be right back.
Yeah. I already said, yeah.